USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Could be a very rough day for about 30 million of us, thanks to a rare June storm stretching from Texas to South Carolina. Forecasters are calling for everything. Rain, hail, tornadoes, even a derecho, the hurricane-force straight-line winds. In Florida, it's hot, even for Florida. Feels like temperatures of around 105 in the Miami area expected today. Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the heat can quickly catch up with you.
If you feel thirsty, that already means that you're dehydrated, believe it or not. If you start feeling like a headache or faint or seeing blind spots, becoming altered mental status.
South Texas is in the same boat. Authorities have posted heat advisories. The second largest Baptist church in the USA will not be back in the fold. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to keep California's Saddleback Church out because it has women pastors. By a 9-1 margin, the delegates voted to reject an appeal by Saddleback pastor Rick Warren. We may know the first big delay in putting former President Trump on trial in Miami, getting the lawyers cleared to look at all the classified documents at the heart of the case.
The whole process could take months in and of itself, unless the federal government expedites it.
Attorney Mark Zaid, who's handled many national security cases, says Trump's lawyers need the clearance and the prosecution needs the experience.
That judge and that district court and 11th Circuit, which oversees it, doesn't have a lot of experience with classified information.
The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate plan today. Most investors expect the Fed to not raise rates this time. The FDA is trying to round up some frozen fruit that might be contaminated with hepatitis A. The brand sold at Costco is Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smooth Blend, pack sold at Walmart under the Great Value brand. This is USA News.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You may live nowhere near Philadelphia, but the cost of your groceries could be on the rise, thanks to Sunday's big fire that closed Interstate 95 through the city.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says expect the supply chain to be impacted because there's no substitute for I-95, which stretches all the way from Florida to Maine. He toured the site of the highway collapse in Philly on Tuesday, caused when a tanker truck carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline crashed and burned on Sunday. Cereal, eggs, milk, fresh fruit prices all likely to go up because it'll be tougher and take longer for truckers to get our food where it needs to go.
That's correspondent Sarah Lee Kessler. It will be months before I-95 is repaired. The first big star has spoken up about who should replace Pat Sajak as the host of Wheel of Fortune. Whoopi Goldberg says she wants the job, adding it would be fun. Goldberg spoke up this morning on The View after one of her co-hosts interviewed Jeopardy host Ken Jennings. Pat Sajak shocked us all earlier this week when he announced that he will step down as the host of Wheel of Fortune after 41 years. It'll happen next year. Speaking of fortunes, the USA's two big lottery prizes continue to grow. Tonight's Powerball top prize is $340 million, or a lump sum prize of $175 million. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot will be more than $280 million, or a cash option of $134 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.